So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hi, D. How are you?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Good, boys. How are you?
Report by Josina Anderson that three front offices have an interest in Bill Belichick, and she lists the Browns. Should the Browns be on that list?
No.
Okay, thank you. That's three of us.
Okay, perfect.
No.
That's all we need. Thank you very much. We just had Ted Ginn Jr. on the show, and I asked Ted about special teams, and I asked him about coaching special teams, and he immediately went to players and said, you got to have want to if you're going to be on special teams. Do we have enough want to guys on special teams on the Browns, or do we have them and Bubba's screwing it up?
Well, the results would tell you that the answer to that question is not enough of them.
They're just
giving up way too many big returns week in and week out. I mean, they've had two straight games where just right on the opening kickoff, they've given up returns of over 40 yards on both of them. And it's been a consistent problem all season long. I mean, it's been a consistent problem since Bubba Ventrone's been here. But especially this season, it's reared its ugly head. It's hard to tell if it's coaching or players. I always say it's a combination of both. When you're having consistent issues with a unit, I tend to put the blame both on players as well as the coordinator.
Does it shock you at all that he didn't come out in that press conference? Yeah. Bubba Ventrone is the he in there, and say anything different that he has been saying from the beginning to maybe try to, I don't know, wake someone up?
No, I mean, he, again, made a comment similar to what he did a couple of weeks ago when, he said, hey, we're working with the guys that we have. The deficiencies are pretty obvious. I don't know what there is for him to say in that regard. None of these coaches are going to throw any players under the bus, per se. In a public fashion. And that's just coaching 101, right? You don't throw your players under the bus no matter how bad they're playing. But what we've not heard from Bubba is that, hey, the Kevin Stefanski line of, hey, I've got to coach better, right? We haven't heard that in recent weeks. And I think that tells you what you need to know.
Daryl Ryder joining us. Tommy Rees spoke with the media today, says he's not looking at the Michigan job. Tommy's name has been out there for a lot of things, Daryl.
He'd be smart not to look at the Michigan job, quite frankly, because there are things going up there on in Ann Arbor, Michigan that I don't think anyone wants any part of. And I don't think that is one job right now that I would consider to be radioactive.
Why is Tommy so highly regarded when it comes to his name being tossed out there, mainly with college gigs, but certainly he seems like a head coach in waiting?
Maybe he's got a good agent.
That's a good point.
Maybe?
You know?
Is there more to it than that?
Yeah, that's a good question. But, it is interesting that his name has certainly, Kevin Stefanski's name has been out there as well, sure. Right? The Giants job and all that. So, agents are doing work this time of year. I mean, league sources are doing work this time of year.
Wow.
Good gravy. Good gravy.
Okay. Browns get the Buffalo Bills this week. I'm not even going to go Josh Allen, what could have been. I'm going to go this. Josh Allen, how do you stop him?
What was the old keep over in the line? You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him, right? I think that's where you're at. I don't know that you're going to stop Josh Allen right now, but you just try and contain the damage and limit it as much as possible. It's interesting listening to both Jim Schwartz and Kevin Stefanski describe him as a fullback type of runner, which I think that's a pretty good he's just a hybrid player. I mean, fullback, running back, tight end. I mean, he's a big boy, and he can kill you with his arm. He can kill you with his legs. He's got, a dozen rushing touchdowns this year. He averages over 5 yards per carry when he's keeping it. He's completing 70% of his passes, thrown for nearly 3,300 yards. 25 touchdowns. I think he's got 10 interceptions this year. He does it all. You want to talk about the stars from above aligning for him.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Right now, no Lamar Jackson, no Joe Burrow, no Patrick Mahomes standing in his way this year to get to the promised land. And by promised land, I mean the Super Bowl. It feels like this is Josh Allen's year.
Our beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, joining us, covering all of Cleveland sports and, of course, all of his hits, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Tommy Reese also saying that he believes in Jerry Jeudy. Well, at least there's one.
And, in fact, Daryl, let's hear what he had to say. Let's listen for a second.
Like, I love Jerry Jeudy, and I love what he brings to our group. I love what he approaches the game with. I love his commitment to football. You know, whether or not he's made every catch that we wanted to make, we're going to still feature him. We're still going to work with him. We're still going to trust him. Like, none of that on our end has wavered at all. You know, that's why we still want to find ways to utilize his strengths.
There it was, Daryl.
Well, if you're looking for the Browns offense to break out, I think that just told you right there that ain't happening. If they're gonna keep featuring Jerry Jeudy, there's no chance.
You're not wrong.
You're on a roll, man.
You are not. I can't. You're not wrong.
Hey, listen. It's December in Berea, baby. Let's go. Let's just get this thing to the finish line and into the off season, and wish everyone luck with their firings and hirings.
It does have a Simta End feel to it, Daryl. God, I wish we could.
Listen, if you didn't laugh, you'd cry, right?
Yeah,
or
no,
you'd
kidding,
throw
buddy.
Something at your television set. So, I mean, again, what's he supposed to say, right? I mean, you know, there's a certain amount of, I think, coach speak that's taken place there. He mentioned, hey, yeah, there are catches that we expect him to make that he's not made, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, you can't beat the guy up you know, publicly. You do that in the film room. And it just feels like Jerry Jeudy has had more negative plays than positive plays for this team this year. And it's unfortunate because they are paying him to be their number one wide receiver. And he's not playing like it. And, you know, there have been opportunities for him this year. And he's not cashed in. And then when the opportunities haven't come, he's blown up. And you can't, you know, so, yeah, he's... He is not someone that I would rely on right now because just he's played so inconsistently this season. But I do believe that he cares. I do believe that he's not loafing or any, you know, that type of thing. I just think he's made some critical physical and mental mistakes this year that have unfortunately cost the team. And you know, you just hope that there's nothing off the field going on in his life negative, you know, to be fair to him, because there was a comment he made a couple of weeks ago. It was during that real terse, short media availability where he was given like 1, 2, 3-word answers. He said something to the effect of, I'm more than just a football player. There's other things in life. So, something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing. I forget what the exact quote was. But it was along those lines, and it did catch my attention to, and in the sense of, okay, maybe there is something going on in his life that's none of our business, but it's, you know, there's the human side of the game, and you hope that everything is okay in his personal life and that, yeah, it's just on the surface, he's just not making plays for this football team. And so the criticism we levy at him is, you know, fair. You know, remember what happened after week one with Andre Schmidt, right? Everyone wanted to cut the kid. And then, you know, we find out he lost a parent, right? And so you just hope that everything's okay in Jerry's personal life, that's not contributing to anything negative that's going on the field.
Do you believe he's on this team next year?
I don't know. I you know what? I got to look at this contract because this is part of the challenge, right? They have to navigate their salary cap situation. You've got obviously the Deshaun contract, which you can't do anything with. You've got, here, keep this in mind too, they've got dead cap with this offensive line next year, even if those guys aren't back because of avoidable years and things, you know, the cap management that Andrew Berry has done with some of those contracts and the restructures that they've done. So like, and I believe they're around 14, 15 million under the cap. And that's actually not a lot of room considering where they're at. So when the season's over, I'll do a deep dive into their cap situation and whatnot for the future. But right now, let's just get through these final three games, shall we?
That's a fine idea. And it starts with a Buffalo team that has Super Bowl aspirations. So have fun on Sunday, my friend.
You too, guys.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.